晨。今日好开心你哋可以嚟到我哋十一点钟嘅中文堂同我哋崇拜。咁其实你可以听到我啲中文系 OK 嘅，但系我谂讲到有问题，所以今日请咗师母帮我翻译。Let me introduce myself to you this morning.
等我首先介绍我自己。
My name is Kelly. I've been a youth pastor here for about 7 years now.
我嘅名叫 Kelly， 我喺呢度嘅青少年部咧已经侍奉咗七年啦。
I have a husband and I have two young kids.
I have 一个先生，有两个好细嘅小朋友。
I have Bradley, who is 4.5, and this year he started JK.
Bradley 咧，佢四岁半啦，而家开始系读幼稚园。
And I have Theodore, who is almost 2. His name means God's gift, and he is very unpaid.
仲有咧，系 Theodore 咧，佢个名咧就系神嘅礼物。咁佢系一个几顽皮嘅细蚊仔。
And I know that as I look at my kids, I know that God is very fair.
我当我望我细蚊仔嘅时候咧，我觉得神系好公平嘅。
Because Bradley is very much like my husband, who is very kind and caring and very 乖，好乖嘅佢。
我个大仔咧就好似我个先生咁样，又好安静又好乖嘅。
And Theodore is very much like me, very stubborn, very active, and just very naughty.
咁 Theodore 咧就好似我咁样，又好固执啦，又好顽皮啦，唔听话嘅。
So God's gift to me in my life is to teach me how naughty I was with my own parents.
所以咧，当我见咗我细蚊嘅时候咧，我就发觉我对我个父母其实我一样都系咁顽皮嘅。
This morning is Wildy Sunday.
今日系一个儿童青少年嘅主日。
And I wonder how much you actually know about what we do in Wildy.
我唔知道咧，大家对呢个儿童青少年嘅日事工有啲咩认识？
This morning, let me explain to you our purpose and our vision for our young people, children and youth.
今日我想同大家分享我哋对于我哋嘅儿童青少年，我哋有啲咩嘅使命？
Our mission statement is to partner with families to grow a solid and authentic faith in their children's lives, so they may become life followers of Christ.
我哋嘅使命咧，就系话我哋会同其家庭里边咧一同嘅同工，以致我哋青少年人咧能够喺呢个成长嘅路上边一道嘅成长。
And in essence, we want to work with a family unit to become the village to disciple the next generation.
所以我哋愿意同家庭一同嘅同工，以致我哋成为一个乡村咧，好似系一同嘅，系建立我哋嘅门徒。
And let me explain to you 4 ways in which we want to accomplish the school.
我想话俾你听咧，有啲四种嘅方法咧，可以完成呢个使命嘅。
The first thing is we want to partner with the family.
第一件事就系我哋好愿意同我哋家庭一同嘅工作。
And you'll notice I say family, not parents, because we are a church family together.
你记住咧，我唔系讲父母，我系家庭，因为教会系一个大嘅家庭。
The second way is we want to have intentional age group transitions with progressive learning goals.
第二个咧就话我哋好愿意系特别嘅，将一个年纪系点样转去第二个年纪，每一个都有个目标嘅。
We want to see a young child come in from age 0, like my sons, all the way to grade 12, and give them a solid biblical foundation to move on to the next stage of life.
我哋愿意一个小朋友由一出世开始，好我细蚊仔咁样，一路去到咧系十二班，喺呢个成长过程里边咧，有一个好稳定嘅圣经嘅教导。
We want to do leadership development and empowerment.
我哋亦都愿意俾佢哋训练佢成为一个领袖。
And we want to empower you guys as an older congregation to lead our young disciple, to disciple our young children.
我哋愿意喺呢一个会众里边，同样你有能力咧，系带领我哋嘅青少年人嘅成长。
But not only that, we want to raise up leaders in our younger generation and empower them to do God's work.
最紧要嘅，我哋愿意喺我哋下一代，我哋愿意带起一啲新嘅领袖，能够继续嘅工作。
And the last thing is that we want to have lives impacting lives.
跟住我愿意生命影响生命。
To inspire your lives to impact the lives of our upcoming generation.
用你嘅生命影响下一代嘅生命。
Our RH3C 2015 theme is to disciple the nation.
我哋喺2015年城北嘅教会就话我哋点样去建立我下一代嘅门徒。
And as you are being discipled by the community around you, I pose this question to you this morning.
今日我哋话，当我哋要建立门徒嘅时候，我有一个问题话同大家讲。
Who are you in turn discipling?
到底你系谂住点样去建立门徒咧
？What kind of impact are you making in another's life?
你嘅生命到底能够喺其他人生命有啲咩影响咧
Are you ready to be discipled to be a disciple for the next generation?
你系咪首先自己愿意成为门徒，以致你能够建立下一个门徒咧？
Are you giving back to serve this church community?
你咪愿意将自己再交还俾个教会？你话我愿意侍奉咧
So I hope this morning you will allow me to share my story and inspire you as a congregation to reach out to our young people and make a significant impact in a young person's life.
今日愿意我用我自己嘅生命同大家分享，愿意能够影响你，同样话你喺呢个青少年生命里边，你愿意去影响佢哋。
The passage that we're going to be looking at this morning is taken from Psalms chapter 78, verses 1 to 7.
今天我们会看的圣经是诗篇第78篇。
Let's go through this verse by verse, and let me highlight a call, a command, and a challenge from God.
今天我们愿意每一节的看，我会看到神的呼召，神给我们的任命，同给我们什么的挑战。
We already read through the passage earlier, and as a general overview of this passage, the psalmist is trying to tell this generation, your generation of people, that there's a new generation rising up.
我们刚才已经读过这个圣经，这个写诗的人想告诉我们，今天我们这个世代，就是这个世代，你怎么能够影响另外一个世代？
He is commissioning this older generation to impart wisdom and take up an influential role for the younger generation.
他就愿意告诉我们，我们一些年长的世代，怎么能够用我们的智慧，是继续去影响下一个年轻的世代。
And this morning, I hope that we can discover together as a church family how we can do this for our children and youth.
今天愿意我们教会成为一个大家庭，我们一同去发现，去研究，怎么能够影响我们的下一代。
Let's focus on the call, verse 1 to 3.
今天我使第一节到第三节是讲到神的呼召。
As we read the first verse, we see right away that the psalmist is calling the ear of all of God's people.
当我们读第一节的时候，我们就很清楚知道诗人是对每一个神的子民讲。
My people is used to indicate that what he's going to talk about is not just for parents, it's not just for pastors or counselors, but it's for everybody who identifies themselves as God's people.
这里讲到话我的民啊，所以跟着所讲的不单只是对父母，也都不是只是对牧师讲，而是对每一个属于神的子民讲的。
So if you are God's people, this call to disciple a younger generation is for you.
如果你是神的子民，今天我们讲到怎么训练门徒的时候，这个呼召是对你讲的。
Whether you are a parent, a grandparent, an auntie, an uncle, or a family friend.
到底你是做父母啊，是祖父母，或者是姨姨啊，或者是家庭里面的朋友。
You are God's people, you are part of this church, and we have a whole generation that is thirsting for the knowledge of God.
你是神的子民，你是属于这个大家庭的，我们有下一代，他们每一个都是渴慕神的话语。
They are thirsting for someone to show them how to love like Jesus does.
他们很需要其他人去爱他们，告诉他们主耶稣怎么去爱他们。
They are thirsting for someone to show them the power of the Holy Spirit is in their lives.
他们很渴望有人告诉他们圣灵的能力怎么能够在生命上彰显。
And so if you are God's people, this call is for you.
如果你是神的子民，今天这个呼召是对你说的。
The Great Commission in Matthew 28 tells us that we are to go and make disciples of all nations.
马太福音二十八章讲到，我哋要去使万民作佢嘅门徒。
This is a commission for all who identify themselves as Christ followers.
呢一个呼召系对每一个愿意跟从主人所讲嘅。
And when we read the English version, many of us think that the verb is to go.
当我哋睇英文圣经嘅时候，我哋睇到我哋就话要去。
But in actuality, the Greek verb here is make. We are to make disciples of all nations.
但是在原文那里呢，是使万民作他的门徒，是使万民作门徒。
Making disciples is a response for any Christian who loves God.
当我们每一个愿意相信爱主的人，我们需要去令人作门徒。
To not just receive from the church, but to give.
不单只是领受，是需要去施予。
And to spend time to actively make disciples.
同埋我哋愿意花时间系真真正正嘅去建立门徒。
And in the context of this morning's sermon, I want to make the case for us to apply the great commission that Jesus imparts to us to disciple a younger generation.
今日我哋读呢段圣经嘅时候，我想同大家一齐分享点样主耶稣藉着嗰个大使命，同样话俾我哋听，我哋需要去建立门徒。
And so, if you are God's people, this call is for you.
记住，你系神嘅子民，所以呢个呼召系对你讲嘅。
Let's move on to verse 4 to 5, where we see a clear command from God.
在第四至第五节，这里有一个很清楚是神的任命。
I'm going to read in English. It says, We will not hide from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord, that his might and the wonders that he has done. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach their children.
这里讲到我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述给后代听，因为他在雅各中立法代，在以色列中设律法。 快，是祂吩咐我们的祖宗要传给子孙的。
And so we are to pass down from our generation to the next the glorious deeds of the Lord, that is might and wonder of God.
我们愿意从这个世代告诉下一个世代听，是神奇妙的作为和祂自己的大能。
And this passage reminds me actually of another passage from Psalms chapter 71 verses 18 to 19.
这段圣经让我想起另外一段圣经，就是诗篇第71篇。
And it says this, Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God?
诗篇第七十篇第十八至十九节，佢话神啊，我到年老发白嘅时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你嘅能力指示下代，将你嘅大能指示后世嘅人。神啊，你嘅公义甚高，行过大事的神啊，谁能像你？
This verse from chapter 71 is a verse that God gave to me that pushed me to serve young people in full-time ministry.
呢节嘅圣经就系神赐俾我，当时话俾我听，我需要去侍奉下一代。
I came to Christ when I was in high school.
我在中学的时候接受了主。
And in my youth, I was struggling to find my identity, my place, my purpose on earth.
当我做青少年的时候，我自己想想，到底我的本位是什么呢？我到底能够做什么？在世上做什么呢？
And finally, through a lot of trials, tribulations, tears, and just hardships, I found God.
经过了很多的困难，经过很多眼泪，我终于找到神。
And I started a relationship with him.
我和他有一个好的关系。
In verse 18, it reminds me that as I have found my way to God as youth, I am to declare his power to the next generation.
这里说，当我在青年的时候，我找着了神，但是我需要将神的能力去告诉下一代听。
Because I have experiences, I have passions, and I have gifts to impart to our next generation.
因为我已经经验了神，我已经得着他的能力，我需要和下一代去分享的。
And God will not forsake me until I declare that power to the next generation.
神会不会离去我，直至我能够将他的能力和下一代的宣讲。
If you understand that this is your call and you don't know how to disciple the next generation, it's very simple.
如果你说这个是我的呼召，但我不知道怎么做门徒，其实很简单的。
You ask yourselves these three questions.
你问自己三个问题。
What kind of experiences have you gone through that a younger generation will benefit from learning from?
我所经历的经验，有什么是下一代能在当中能得到益处的呢？
What are the passions that God has convicted in your heart that testifies to his greatness?
神给你心里面有什么热忱，以致你讲出来是讲到神自己的大能的呢？
What gifts can you impart on a young generation to show what an awesome creator our God is?
有什么是你所得的恩赐能够跟下一代讲神是一个几么伟大的神呢？
There is a wealth of knowledge and experience in this room right now.
今天在这个会众里面，我们有很多很多我们的知识能够帮手的。
And God wants to use that as a starting point for this generation to declare his power to the next.
神愿意在这个做一个起点，就是这个世代去告诉下一个世代听神自己的大能。
My grandmother passed away in 2012.
我婆婆在2012年离开离世。
We were very close.
我和她是很亲密的。
And the first Mother's Day she passed away, this is 我大姐。In 2010. The first Mother's Day she passed away, I did some reflection on what kind of an impact she made in my life.
当第一个她离开之后的母亲节的时候，我自己在反思，到底婆婆生命怎么影响了我呢？
I realized that this is a woman who had a wealth of experience in her lifetime.
我自己看到在她整个生命里面，她有非常非常多的经验。
This is a woman that lived through World War II.
她是过了第二次世界大战。
She had five kids and worked tirelessly to provide for her family.
她有五个子女，所以她经常是很忙碌的，就为了去给家庭里面的各样的支持。
And the character she developed through these experiences is vast and deep.
她所经验的给我影响是非常之深厚。
She had experiences, she had passion, and she had conviction. She had gifts.
佢有经验，佢有佢嘅热忱，同埋佢能够系施予俾其他人。佢有佢嘅能力。
She not only taught me, but she showed me how to love, how to sacrifice, and how to work hard and care for others.
佢唔单止系教导我，佢自己亲身嘅话俾我哋听，点样去爱人，点样去牺牲，点样为其他人去工作。
And these things she modeled to me, who was the next generation. So what are your experiences, what are your passions, and what are your gifts that you can impart to this next generation?
有些什么是经验, 有些什么是你的热爱, 有些什么是你自己的恩赐, 你可以能够跟下一代去分享的呢?
Let's move on to verse 4 to 7.
接着我看一下第6至7节。4至7节。
We see God's challenge for us.
我们见不见到神自己给我们的挑战呢?
And it says this, He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded to our fathers to teach their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and to tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments.
这里讲到第五节，因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中是设律法，是他吩咐我们的祖宗要前给子孙的，要将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。
The challenge for us is to find an opportunity to connect and speak into a young person's life.
今天我们的挑战就是怎样能够找到机会，以致能够跟下一代我们的青少年人跟他讲说话呢？
We need to search out opportunities to build a relationship with them so that this upcoming generation might know the awesome stories of God and what He has done for His people.
我们需要找机会能够跟他建立一个关系，以致能够告诉他，我们这个这么伟大的神，怎样能够在他的生命里面同样能够建立这个好的关系。
If you are God's people, this call is for you.
记住，如果你是神的子民，这个呼召是对你讲的。
Do not hide away from this responsibility and opportunity.
你不能够逃避这个责任和这个机会。
Turn your life into a significant impact to inspire the next generation.
将你的生命成为一个影响下一代非常有能力的生命。
Matthew 5 tells us that we are to be the salt and light of the world.
马太福音第五章讲到我们是世上的盐和光。
To do good deeds so that others may see and praise God in heaven.
我们要有我们的好行为，所以人家见到我们的时候，能够将荣耀归给我们天上的父。
And to me this says two things.
这里讲到两件事。
That we are to prepare ourselves as His disciples.
我们每一个人都要准备成为他的门徒。
Build your foundation as a disciple of Christ so that you can disciple others.
做好你的基础，你首先成为主的门徒，以致你能够去建立另一个门徒。
Be a model of God's love and integrity in your life.
你需要在你的身上彰显神的爱，和你自己有你自己的公义。
So that it's not just deeds that people see, but it's character that people see.
所以人哋唔单止见到你所做嘅事，而系人哋见到你自己嘅生命能够知道影响嘅。
And the second thing is, this verse is almost always used in relation to being salt and light to non-believers.
因为圣经呢一节咧，好多时候我哋话对一啲未信人嚟讲咧，我哋需要成为盐，成为光。
But we're not just to be salt and light to people who don't know God. We are to be salt and light at all times.
其实我们不单止是对未信的人说我们是盐是光，我们是整个生命每一个时刻都是盐是光。
We are to be salt and light to this next generation.
在下一代来说，我们是盐是光。
So do your good deeds, love His people, share your stories so that all people can have God illuminated in their hearts and minds.
所以做你的好的行为，自己将你的爱，将你自己的生命所经历的同佢分享，以致下一代同样能够经历到神自己奇妙的大能。
Let's watch a video and we'll cue it and I'll explain what it is later on.
我俾大家睇一少少嘅video。
到教会聚会的孩子和青少年人会被灌输重要的道德和伦理观念，但是单靠参加教会活动是不能够确保他们以后在人生的路上与神同行。有研究显示， 70%经常参加教会聚会的青少年人会离开教会。
Mommy, can I ask you something?
I need more than Sunday school to strengthen my faith.
Dad, you are still the number one influence in my life.
Friday fellowship helps me build Christian friendship.
Would you help me so I don't end up in the 70%?
培育一个孩子要动员整个村落， 而培育一个有承担力的年青人，要动员整间教会。当青少年人眼见到父母和其他成年人以身作则，活出基督徒生命榜样时，他们就不会离开教会，相反的，他们会开始学习如何做一个基督的门徒。生命影响生命，神能够使用你们的生命在教会里面影响一位年轻人，这个是对于他们和你自己都会留下深远的影响。
Can you teach me about Jesus?
Can you show me how to worship God?
How do I stand strong when I face peer pressure?
Please help me understand how the Bible is relevant to my life.
Would you be my mentor and disciple me?
今天你会影响哪个的生命呢？
I want to share with you my personal story of how I came to faith and what kind of an impact older Christians have brought to my life.
我想跟大家分享我自己信仰的路程，想让大家看看怎么一些比较年长的基督徒影响了我的生命。
If you remember high school or you have children that are in high school, you'll remember that it's a troubling time.
如果你记得你中学的时候，或者你的子女现在在中学的时候，你知道这个是很有麻烦的时间。
It's a time that you're trying to make decisions about your career. It's where you're trying to find your identity to, and make lifelong friends.
嗰陣時候，你開始諗下我下一個工作係要做啲乜嘢咧，同埋我哋想揾自己嘅身份，點樣能夠揾一啲係同我哋一齊走路嘅朋友咧？
It's also a time where you're growing in responsibilities and you're shaping your worldviews and values.
嗰時候開始你慢慢多咗你責任感，同埋你開始睇下呢個世界觀你點樣睇咧？
And so, like many high school students, I tried to find my acceptance and place in the world through friends.
咁於是好似好多中學生咁樣，我就睇下我喺呢個社會上我地位係點樣，我就喺我朋友當中去揾啦。
Trying to find a group of friends that I identified with.
我想揾一班朋友，我可以同埋佢一齊咧，一齊一起嘅。
And in the process, I walked a bad path.
喺呢個過程當中，我揀咗個唔係幾好嘅路徑。
I did things that were self-destructive. I hurt my family and my friends in the process.
我做咗一啲係我影響自己、傷害自己，亦都傷害咗我家庭嘅事。
When I was 17 years old, a friend invited me to church.
當我17歲嘅時候，有一個朋友邀請我翻嚟教會。
And more specifically, Agape Fellowship.
就係嚟到我哋自己下邊嘅青年團契。
And I started to come and was welcomed by a group of people who, now looking back, clearly loved Jesus.
我去嚟到嘅时候，有一班人去欢迎我。当我谂翻嘅时候，呢一班人其实佢系非常清楚嘅，佢系爱主耶稣。
You could tell by the way that they accepted me and their actions and words to other people.
佢睇我能够从佢哋点样对待我，同埋佢哋对其他人所讲所做嘅，都系深深嘅影响我。
And at this time, there was a counselor who looked out for me.
嗰阵时有好多嘅导师同让佢哋系照顾我。
She took the time to talk to me.To give me life advice and was patient with me.
啲導師係同我講説話啦，而且佢俾我好多我生命裏邊應該需要嘅教導。
She took me under her wing and was just a friend to me.
佢其實係好似接納咗喺我佢翅膀之下，成為我嘅朋友。
She built a relationship with me, and in turn, I trusted her.
我個導師同我有一個好嘅關係，所以我非常之信任佢。
And she spoke into my life.
佢對我嘅生命係直接講説話。
She modeled to me what it meant to love Jesus and love the community around me.
从佢生命里边，我能够睇到好似基督嘅模样，点样去爱其他嘅人，爱呢个社会。
Her life was a great and deep influence on my life.
佢嘅生命成为我生命里边嘅好大好大嘅影响。
And through her ministry and example, I accepted Christ into my life because I saw a light in her.
根据佢嘅侍奉，我接受咗主耶稣，因为从佢生命里边，我见到主嘅爱。
It's because of how someone spoke into my life and gave me the time of day and invested in me that I know the importance of doing this for young people.
因为我自己经历咗有人系亲自嘅对我讲说话，点样去用佢嘅时间去磨造我生命，以致我知道系点样去影响其他人系几咁嘅重要。
Because it's not just about programs. It's not just about even coming to the physical church.
其實不是關於節目，也都不是說你要來到這個教會當中。
It's about the relationships we build with our young people.
其實最重要的，怎樣跟我們的年輕人又建立這個關係。
And how they can learn to trust us and we can mutually edify each other.
所以因為他信任我們的時候，我們能夠彼此的建立。
And so we watched that video and the stats tell us that 70% of our young people have the potential of leaving after high school.
你剛才看到的就說，當我們一些中學的學生，當他離開中學的時候，有 70% 是不再回教會的了。
And we're not just about retaining people here.
我不是說只是 要 keep 住這些人在當中。
But our mission is to partner with this generation to disciple and build a solid biblical foundation for the next.
其實我們最需要的就是跟這個世代，我們怎樣藉著聖經的基礎去建立另外下一個世代。
So as they live life, they will become and stay as lifelong followers of Jesus Christ.
所以當他們繼續生命的時候，他們每一個都成為跟隨基督的人。
And so brothers and sisters, do you dream of making an impact in someone else's life?
弟兄姊妹，你心里边有冇曾经梦想过你需要去影响其他人嘅生命呢
？Do you desire to be a spark in someone's life to make them see the significance of knowing Jesus？
你有冇愿意有呢个期望喺一个人生命当中发起呢个火花，以致佢哋都系有呢个期望去跟随住呢
？Do you want to be a part of leading a generation of young people who will stand for truth, for justice, for love and mercy?
你愿意同埋呢一个下一世代一同企立，以致佢能够为爱、为真义、为真理同埋系公平咧一同嘅企立咧
？There is no time like the present.
其实冇一个时间限制嘅、哦。
There is no necessity to wait.
冇乜需要我哋话要等。
And my challenge to you this morning is not to say, you know, serve in our children and youth ministries.
我今日俾你呢个个挑战就系话，唔系话跟住交就咁交俾儿童事工啦。
But it's to inspire us and to make us change our mindset to know that we, as an older generation, have a responsibility and an opportunity to raise up our next generation.
我想影响大家就话，我哋今日呢一个个世代，我哋有我哋嘅责任，我哋有我哋嘅需要去出去影响下一个世代。
Most of you came to faith, right?
我當中好多人，你已經係接納咗主噶啦。
Some in your youth, some in adult life.
有啲人係青年嘅時候接受主，有啲係成年嘅時候。
And you've had people come into your life to speak into it and to help you along your way.
喺你嘅生命當中，喺唔同嘅階段，有人係同當嚟你當中係同你一齊説話，係幫助你嘅。
Imagine if they never did that.
你諗下，如果佢從來冇咁做到。
Imagine if the generation above us never prayed for us.
你想想如果上一代从来没有为我们祈祷
Never reached out to us.
从来没有伸手向我们
Never thought to impart wisdom, experiences, and passions.
从来没有想过将他们的智慧将他们所认识的影响我们
Think about where you would be.
今天我们会在哪里呢
Would you know Jesus?
你会不会认识主呢
Would you have a relationship with God?
你会跟主有没有关系呢
Every one of us sitting in this room who identify ourselves as Jesus followers,
当你喺坐喺呢度，你话我系跟随基督嘅人嘅时候
，A generation above us prayed for us，
因为之前上一代为我哋祷告
，They took up that opportunity to disciple us，
佢哋找紧个机会要召我哋系成为门徒
，They knew the importance of declaring God's deeds to the next generation，
佢哋知道呢一个几咁重要系同下一代讲关于神自己嘅作为
，And so you sit here in the pews today as a product of a generation above us。
今日我哋坐喺度，系因为上一代嘅人为我哋工作。
What is going to happen to the generation below us？
咁下一代有会发生咩事咧
？Where are they going to live？ Who's going to speak into their life？
边个会同佢生命讲嘢咧？佢哋会去咗边度咧
？Today is an opportunity for you to do so。
今日系一个机会，我哋每个人都可以做嘅。
And I invite you to join our children and our youth ministries。
我愿意系鼓励大家每一个系嚟到参加我哋儿童青少年嘅工作。
But more than that, I want to partner with you as a church family.
但系最紧要嘅，我想同大家同一齐同工，因为我哋教会大家庭。
To say that the kids in the basement right now at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock at 2 p.m. they matter to us.
记住，而家喺下边嘅，喺九点钟嘅，两点钟喺下边嗰啲细蚊仔，每一个对我嚟讲都好重要嘅。
And I think I want to leave with this by the challenge of what kind of legacy do you want to leave？
我俾大家呢一个挑战就话，你想留下一啲咩嘅榜样咧
？In 20, 30 years, some of us may not be here。
可能20年、30年之后，我哋再唔喺度。
What kind of legacy do you want to leave to this next generation？
但系你为下一代留下咗啲咩嘅榜样咧
？What do you want to share with them so that they know the significance of knowing Jesus？
你想留下啲乜嘢俾佢哋，以致佢哋对主嘅认识系好深刻嘅咧
？Of loving God。
佢哋点样去爱主咧
？Of loving the people。
爱其他嘅人。
Of loving our community。
是爱这个社区。
What kind of legacy do we want to leave？
今日你愿意留下一啲嘅咩榜样咧？
How do you want to mentor and disciple this upcoming generation?
在下一代，你是怎样才能够帮助他们成为主的门徒呢？
Let me pray for us this morning.
我同祈祷。
Father God, you are so great and so awesome, God. We come before you, Lord, as humble servants, knowing that you have called us, Lord. You have given us a command and a challenge, God. Lord, as we think about our lives, we know that there's so many times where people have spoke into it. We know that there's so many times where people have taken on an opportunity to speak into our life, to build a relationship with us, and to disciple us. And Lord, I pray that you would help to convict our hearts this morning, that as we know we come before you, God, that a generation has prayed for us, God. As a generation today, Lord, we want to stand and we want to say that we believe in our next generation. We want to lead our next generation. We want to disciple our next generation so that your glorious deeds can be known to the generations that are to come. God. And so this morning we humbly come before you, Lord, and we say that we don't know how to do it. We don't know if we are doing things right, God, but we have trust and we have faith, Lord, that you will lead us on, Lord, that as you commanded us to make disciples of all nations, God, you lead one step ahead of us and you help us to do that, God. And so we look at the children and our youth that are worshiping in the gym, that are downstairs trying to understand what the Bible is, God, and we see a generation that is confused. We see a generation that's growing up in a time and a place where there's so many things that are bombarding them, so many other truths, God. But Lord, we know that Jesus Christ, you are the truth, God. We know the significance of knowing you in our life, God. And God, we ask that you would help us to impart and disciple our next generation so that they will know who you are, Lord, that they will declare your glorious deeds even to the generations to come, God. And so, Lord, as a congregation, we want to commit this upcoming generation to you, Lord. They are your children. They belong to you. They are yours, God. And you entrust us with this generation, God. And so, Lord, we want to honor you as we disciple our young children and our youth, Lord, so that they can grow up and disciple that next generation to come as well, God. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this clear call for all God's people to respond to, this command to build relationships and disciple an upcoming generation, Lord, and the challenge for us to reach out and step out of our comfort zone so that your glorious deeds can be known, Lord. We pray these things in your Son's most precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.